Yeah, hello?
Hello, Attorney Dion, please.
Yes.
Hey, Dion, how's it going? This is Dennis. How's it going? I'm Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. I got your request for some information.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So just giving you a buzz, seeing what kind of questions I can answer for you.
Well, I was just kind of saying what you guys are all about.
Well, we're a commercial bank.
And, you know, okay.
We offer loans for equipment purchases. We also have some working capital programs for financing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a trucker or in the trucking industry at this point?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
Yes,
sir. I actually work with a lot of vendors out of Texas for providing financing for their clients. So I'm pretty well schooled upon the ins and outs of how to go about
trucking industry.
Well, how to do the loans at least. they can be a little tricky. Sometimes you have to have a certain amount of trucks in your fleet to qualify for certain programs and stuff like that. But
yes.
Were you looking to buy another truck or trailer, maybe?
Well, mostly what I'm trying to do is build some capital. I've got some customers that the work is starting to pick up, and it's getting to be worth more than I can handle sometimes. I can work it if I had, you know, like another trailer. I can, you know, drop off, do what I got to do while they're loading or whatever. You know, I'm always loaded that way, kind of thing. But mostly what I'm trying to do is get some finances in order so I can do more of what I need to do for my, you know, business is concerned.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as just like an unsecured cash loan, we do have those type of loans available. And the way it works is they'll lend a percentage of your annual sales as that initial loan amount to get your foot in the door and, you know, kind of give some funds to start working with. Do you know how much the company made last year, the gross annual sales of your business? What you're doing on average as far as deposits go monthly?
On a monthly deal, I'm averaging, I don't know, anywhere between, give me a second here. On average between, I want to have to say somewhere between 8 and 12.
Okay.
At times.
So, let's say 9, so you're probably doing around close to $100,000 a year.
Yeah, probably so.
Around that.
I know last year I did a lot of it on my own. I mean, I did my own booking and freight and all that kind of stuff. Then I worked on the side with another fellow of mine or a friend of mine, and when she sent me she sent me a W-2, and I know I did like, I don't know, 60, I think she told me 67. 67,000 with them, and then kind of estimated everything that I'd done from when I started kind of like in the middle of the year in July when I really just started working with them. And I know from July until December, so I think she told me I made like 65, 67, she said it was pretty good, she thought, because her other hands wasn't making that. And then the stuff that I was doing on my own, I probably did another, I don't know, I'm going to say probably 25, maybe 30 on my own, on the side kind of thing. So, yeah, you're probably right. Probably around the 100,000 mark somewhere near.
About 100 that we could probably verify minus, you know, any cash and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably.
Right on. Well, I mean, on an unsecured side, we could probably get you right around 10,000. I'd say give or take, you know, a couple grand there, maybe 8 grand, maybe 12,000. You didn't mention a trailer. We do have financing for trailers that we can do. Trucks, trailers, any other sort of equipment as well.
Okay.
So we could probably give you, you know, some cash and then also do financing for you for the actual trailer itself.
Yeah.
Were you just looking for a driver?
What kind of stuff do you... No, I'm all flatbed here.
Oh, flatbed, okay.
Flatbed, little boy.
And you're located in...
sticking up, so it might even be getting into one of them three-axle, you know, heavy haul gooseneck type trailers.
Okay.
But I'm playing the oil field out a little bit. I spent 12, 13 years in it. That's why I got out, because it fell out. And
yeah, my dad's been
doing the wrong thing. But so I've noticed
good
down South Texas and stuff where I've been running. I've been seeing a lot of oil field movement. I've been running Nebraska a bunch, and I'm starting to see a little bit of oil field movement up in there. So I'm gonna play it out a little bit more. I've been, you know, keeping my ear to the grindstone, and I've been hearing, you know, a month, 2 months, they're going to start firing up. Oil's starting to starting to come back up a little bit, so these guys are wanting to get out there and hit them leases that they had to let go. So, I don't know, it might be a start to something, it might not. I just want to play it out for a while before I try to do anything in that aspect of buying something a little bit bigger as far as, you know, trailer-wise.
Gotcha. Okay, so you want to hold off on the trailer for a little bit then and just look into, like, a, you know, working.
Well, I am looking for another one, but more or less for what I do, you know, more of a lightweight type, you know, spread axle that keeps me light.
Is there a specific brand you like? Was there a specific brand that you liked?
No, just a good quality trailer, you know.
Just a low-boy three-axle?
Yeah, no, two-axle, I mean, boy, spread axle, yeah.
Okay. I know a dealer out of San Antonio that might have some. It's a little bit of a drive for you, but, I mean, if it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I get down there every so often. I mean, if it was worth something, then I might be able to, you know, hell, I can carry it back.
Right.
But
okay. Well, I'll ask those guys, and then see what they have.
I mean, but to kind of get off the subject for a second, y'all have any kind of like refinancing programs or reconsolidating programs or anything of that nature?
Were you looking to refinance something that you currently have financed right now, or?
Well, no, not particularly in equipment. I'm talking about just in, you know, deals, you know, just a consolidation loan where I can reconsolidate a bunch of stuff so I can get my capital building again. And
yeah, we've got a couple ways you could go about it. Do you own any of your trucks or trailers outright right now?
No, let's see, I'm on my, like 2 years left on my truck.
Okay. And then for the trailers that you currently operate, are those under a lease or do you own those? Or?
Well, I've got two. I've got one that is a lease and then mine, but it's also attached to the truck, so that's under, you know, it's with the bank as well.
Okay. Yeah, if you owned it outright, we could do a what's called a collateral loan against it, but it has to be owned outright, so I have to hold off for a little bit on that, but something we can look into in the future. Otherwise, you know, we can just do a traditional loan for you for a trailer you're looking at now, and then probably give you around, like I said, maybe $10,000 cash on a short-term loan, and you can use those funds however you need to. The only downside is if you're looking to consolidate, you know, it is going to be over a shorter term, so we'd get it done and over with faster, but obviously the payment monthly would be a little bit more because you're shortening that term that you currently have on it.
Yeah.
But I think usually the way I like to do this, just because it works out better, is we can do the equipment first and then look into doing the working capital afterwards. Because working capital is really quick and easy. It's an approval I can get done in like 3 days. The equipment, you know, it's titled. We have to obviously find it. We have to make sure something's going to work for you and then get the titling done and stuff like that. So it can take a little bit longer, about a week versus, you know, 3 days. It's not a huge difference, but it usually works better if I do the equipment first. So if you want to start looking into that, I can get...
Well, like I was saying, my deal is right now I'm trying to get all these, you know, all this other stuff took care of. So I can, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way that I can do some reconsolidating. Okay. I mean, yeah, I could use a trailer, but, you know, like I said, I do got two right now that I can use, that I am, you know, basically kind of using. I was, you know, long term, I was looking more of a long term. Well, if I did have another trailer, I could set it up at this other place, and then I could keep both them trailers, you know. So all I got to do is when I come in, drop one, latch one, and take back off, you know, kind of thing. I'm making things work the way they are right now. So, yeah, I am in the process of wanting, another trailer. Just, you know, I've got it on the back burner.
Gotcha, okay.
My main concern is trying to figure out how I'm going to consolidate a lot of stuff so I can concentrate more on, you know, the things at hand that I do need to address or whatever, you know. So I was more or less looking for a consolidation loan.
Okay. Yeah, we can look into that for you. It'd just be shorter term. That's, you know, the only thing I want you to be aware of. It's probably going to be around like maybe 8 to 12 months in length.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be able to. Because what I'm looking at, that's what I was in the process of doing right now. I'm going through things and getting my balances set up, getting, you know, seeing if it's going to be worth my while to even try to get one. Because I know the payment's going to be, it's probably pretty enormous. and on an 8 or 9 month time drill, and I don't think there'd be any way I'd be able to you know, make sure I could cover that. And like I said, with my truck not being technically paid off, it's going to make it even that much harder to even get one. So, but that was probably one of the things I was going to take care of, was the truck note, you know, get it took care of. And
yeah, the only way I could really probably get you a longer term would be to secure it with some collateral that you might have. That would give you about 2 to 5 years, but you'd have to own it outright, though. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling and taking your time to visit with me a little bit.
Yeah, not a problem. What I'll do is I'll send you out an email so you have my contact information when you're ready to look into the trailer for sure. I'd like to do that for you. We have really good programs for equipment purchases right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Dennis, I sure do appreciate it, man.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy your 4th of July.
Yep, appreciate it. You too.